that's the anthem. So before we do starting lineup, we will take another break for the anthem. We'll be back with your starting lineup, I promise, this time. Back in just 2 minutes on the Ecom Sports Network.
Life is loud, chaotic, hilarious, and occasionally peaceful. Your life fits you, so why settle for life insurance that fits someone else? At Shelter Insurance, our local agents help you design a personal protection plan backed by award-winning customer service. We're your shield. We're your shelter. Shelter Life Insurance Company, Columbia, Missouri.
See Shelter Insurance agent Andrew Ekman in West Plains.
It's time to play Walk the Plank. True or false? Real wood floors can last hundreds of years.
False.
No, that's true. Laminates fumble fast. True or false? Homes with real wood floors sell much faster than homes with fake wood flooring. True. True or false? Bamboo's a good choice for flooring.
True.
False. Bamboo's a grass. Keep turf on the field, not on your floors. Visit choosewood.com for more truth about trees.
Are you looking for top-notch precast concrete products? Locals have been trusting Olson Precast Concrete for over 25 years. They pride themselves in being the area's leading concrete contractor, providing great customer service. They offer septic tanks, storm shelters, farm supplies, feed bunks, water tanks, cattle guards, retaining walls, stair risers, and much more. Visit OlsonPrecastConcrete.com. Owner Seth Freeman is a proud Bobcat alumni and supporter, and Papa Danny says, "Go Bobcats." The good guys at the Car Doctor 2 have your back. They know that having a good set of tires is really critical during the snow and ice, so be safe and let them inspect your tires for good tread. They can get most any brand of tire you want, whether it's your car, truck, SUV, trailer, or anything with wheels. Plus, they do alignments, brake work, and even check your coolant levels, and they do freezing point checks as well. Be winter ready. You should have your battery tested. Car Doctor 2 is your authorized interstate battery dealer. Trust the good guys. Corey, Steve, and the team at the Car Doctor 2. North Highway 63 in Thayer.
Now back here at Fairgrove, the announcement of the starting lineup. First up, we'll go with the Fairgrove Eagles first. It'll be Samuel Kennard, a 6'3 senior. Spencer Seeger, the All-State quarterback. He's a 6'3 senior, wears number 3. Kyle Winterberg, remember him from the football team, a 6'2 senior, wearing number 10. Number 12 is Kellen Kirkpatrick, also a footballer. He's 6'4 senior. And the 6'1 senior, Bryden Baxter, is how they'll start it for Coach Brian Tucker of the 18-10 District 9 champion Fairgrove Eagles. Now, for the Thayer Bobcats, under the leadership of Matt Pitt and Zach Speed, Bobcats are 22-4. They'll start with a lineup of Easton Pitt, the 5'9 senior guard, along with Kevin Harrington, the 6'5 senior, also Brandon Prince, the 6'4 senior, the 5'11 junior, Hollis Deckard, and the 6'1 senior, Cooper Clark. Your Thayer Bobcats starting five for the game tonight. Thayer Bobcats, Fairgrove Eagles. We've been anticipating this one all weekend. And, folks, I don't think it's going to disappoint. We've got a huge crowd here at Fairgrove High School. Still a little bit of seating over on the bleacher side, but over here on the chair side, it is absolutely jam-packed. These two teams match up very well. And we got a floor full of athletes right here for this one, folks. I'm telling you, a great atmosphere at Fairgrove. And thanks to Coach Seeger and his crew for making us feel very welcome today. Tip is up and controlled by the Thayer Bobcats. Now they're going to call an unfair toss. And we'll jump it up again. It'll be number 12, Kirkpatrick, to jump center for Fairgrove. Devin Harrington, of course, for the Thayer Bobcats, and tip control by the Thayer Bobcats. Cooper Clark gets it in the backcourt, gives to Easton Pitt. They like to play man-to-man defense there at Fairgrove, and that's what they're playing right now. Bobcats has got the Harrington on the right side of the free throw circle. Gives it down in the corner of the pitch. He'll bring it out to the free throw line. Elevates for the jumper. Bingo! Easton Pitt hits the first two of the night. Thayer Bobcats are up early, 2-0. Just underway here in the first quarter in the state sectional at Fairgrove High School. Winner moves on to the quarterfinals on Friday night. Fairgrove with the basketball. Baxter with it out front. Swings it on the right side. Got it to Seeger. Seeger off to Winterberg. Winterberg will give it up in the corner to Baxter. Baxter back out front. Fairgrove working around the Bobcat zone. That 1-3-1 matchup. They get the ball down in the left corner. Looking for a shot. Is Baxter pulls up. 15-footers off the rim. No good. Rebound. Balling around and out of bounds. Off the head of the Thayer Bobcats. It'll be Thayer Grove ball, the inbound down under the bucket. Coach Pitt said rebounding was going to be a key here tonight. I think the other official is going to come in and overrule this call. I thought that ball was off of Thayer Grove. I think the Bobcat fans did too. Yeah, they're going to change it. Yeah, that's the correct call. Good job by the sideline official. He had a better view of it than the official standing right there. Full court man-to-man defense by Thayer Grove Bobcat. Within the backcourt, get it up to Hollis Deckard. Deckard crosses the timeline. Going to feed the ball right side, Easton Pitts. He is guarded by Baxter. Has it out near midcourt, getting into the offense. Just underway here. We've played 1 minute. Thayer leads it 2-0. Bobcat swinging around to Deckard. Now Prince. Prince had an 18-point night in the district finals. He'll need a big night again here tonight. Thayer working on the perimeter. Pitts with it again out top. Feeds it to Prince. Now to the inside, back to Pitts. Pitts couldn't get open for the shot. Dribbles back out front. Thayer against this man-to-man of the Eagles from Thayer Grove, home of the Purple Waves. Thayer with it. Here goes Prince down the right side of the lane. Gets all the way to the bucket. Oh, lays it up a little bit too short. And Thayer Grove down with the rebound. They run up the floor. Winterberg will give the ball up to Baxter. Baxter handles top of the key. Crossover dribble. Gives it to Seeger in the corner for three. It's good. Spencer Seeger hits a three. Thayer Grove takes the lead for the first time tonight. It's 3-2. 2 minutes gone by in the first quarter. Thayer with the ball against the pressure. Got it across to Harrington. Bounces it down to Cooper Clark. Now to Harrington. Harrington making a move toward the lane. Going to kick it out to Prince. Prince fakes the drive down the baseline. Feeds it back out to Deckard and now Pitt. Easton holds it out near midcourt. 5:48 to go in the quarter. Here's a give to Hollis. Hollis wraparound pass to Cooper Clark at the high post. Almost had it stolen. Gets it back. Goes down the lane. Feeds it to Prince. Prince powers his way toward the bucket, spins it up off the backboard, no good. Rebound controlled by Cooper Clark off the Easton pitch. Easton bounces it down to Clark, in traffic, puts it up, off the rim, no good, and Harrington with a tip-in for the Thayer Bobcat. First rebound of the night, and bucket for Devin Harrington with 5:19 to go in the first quarter. Thayer leads 4-3. Baxter with it for Thayer Grove, gives it up to Kinnard. Kinnard feeds in the right corner. That is Seeger. Seeger back outside to Kinnard. He'll swing it around to the left side now. To Baxter. Baxter goes to the low post with a pass. Gets it right back. Number 12, Kirk Patrick, had it. Didn't even look at the shot. And here's a ball down in the right corner. I can barely see down there who it is. Thayer Grove working ahead. They lost it out of bounds. Your defense is played. Devin Harrington and Hollis Decker double-teaming in the corner. And the ball goes out of bounds off the hands of Thayer Grove. It'll be Thayer Bobcat ball. 4:52 to go. First quarter, Thayer trying to add to a one-point lead. Bobcats break the pressure again. Easton Pitts faces up the right sideline. Backs it back out. Thayer will get into the offense here. They'll go high post to Cooper Clark, way out around the three-point line. Now gives it back to Hollis Deckard. Hollis drives down to the baseline on the dribble, feeds it out front. Now to Harrington. Harrington looking inside, gives it a little give-and-go to Clark. Out to Pitts for three. No. Rebound, ball it around, controlled by Thayer Grove with a chance to regain the lead here. Eagle. That is Kinnard gives it off in the corner to Seeger. Wraparound pass goes down on the left corner. Three-point shot is up. In and out. No good. Rebound off the hands of the Thayer Bobcats. It'll be Eagle ball. 4:16 to go. First quarter. 4-3 is our score. Both teams look like maybe playing with a little bit of the opening jitters here. They'll kind of get settled in here. Here's a steal by Pitts on the inbound. He'll drive for the layup. Easton Pitts with his second bucket of the night. Beautiful defensive anticipation to steal, and Thayer up now by three with 4 minutes to go in the first quarter. Baxter with it out top for Thayer Grove. Takes it down the right side of the lane, leads it back out to Kinnard. Kinnard looks in the lane, feeds it out to Winterberg. Winterberg back out to Seeger. And here's a shot up and no good. Long rebound comes out to Thayer Grove. They've got it on the right wing with a three. That one's no good. Cooper Clark with a rebound for Thayer. Bobcats with a chance to add to their lead. Thayer gets in the half-court set again against a man-to-man defense of the Thayer Grove Eagles. Easton Pitts works it out on the right wing. Bounces down to Cooper Clark in traffic. Now to Prince in the right side lane. Pulls up jumper. Good. Brandon Prince, his first bucket of the night. The Thayer Bobcats lead it now by five. Thayer Grove with it down the right corner. They go inside to Kinnard. Kinnard. Gives it back out to Seeger. Seeger scored their only points so far. His shot is up. High arching shot is good. Got that one up over the outstretched arms of Devin Harrington. And Thayer looking to break the full court man-to-man does. I say they do. Now they do. Get the ball to Harrington. Harrington on the wing. Little dribble drive into the lane. He crushes it home. Devin Harrington, Dr. Duncanstein, former of the jam sandwich for the Purple Wave. 10-5. Fair Bobcats up by 5. First dunk of the night for Harrington. His second bucket of the game. 2:42 to go. First quarter. There's Fair Grove with the ball down in the right corner. They give it out top to Seeger. Seeger's long pass down in the corner. Caught there by Baxter. Baxter moves in toward the lane. He gives it back out to Winterberg. Winterberg turnaround jumper is off the rim. No good. Rebound to Prince. The long lead out to Pitts. He'll fire the three. It's off the rim. No good. Not surprised. Easton didn't attack the rim there. And here's almost a steal. We get an offensive foul. It's going to be called. Hollis Deckard stands his ground and draws the charge. And Fair Grove wants a timeout. Foul is on number 0, Kennard. We got a timeout on the court. 10-5. Fair Bobcats with the lead and the ball coming out of the break. We'll be back in 30 on the Ecom Sports Network.
Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we have it all for you. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, where we love what we do. All the products that you want at a price you can't afford. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we're more than up on store. Garden, clothing, pet supplies, farm and household too. Fencing, automotive, hey, we deliver too. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply since 1974. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we're more than up on store.
Well, fast-paced action, that's easy for you to say. Up and down the floor, and Fair Grove finally called the timeout. The Fair Bobcats with a 5-point lead and the ball coming off of the timeout. We have substitutions in the game for Fair Grove as Kellen Lair, number 2, has checked into the ballgame. Boy, we remember him from football. Where's number 2 here on the basketball court? Fair with the ball. He got inside to Prince. Prince to the bucket. He puts it up and in off the glass. Brandon Prince with 4 points. 3 Bobcats with 4 points each. With a minute 57 to go in the first quarter, Thayer stretches out to a 7-point lead. Fair Grove with it. Seeger trying to drive the baseline. Pitts cuts him off. He'll give it back out front to Winterberg. Winterberg now the number 14. That is Boatwright, who is checked into the game. He gives it back to Seeger. Seeger just outside the elbow. Puts the shot up. No good. Riley White down with the rebound. Riley getting his first action in the ballgame tonight for Thayer. It's a big rebound for Riley. Here's Pitts looking to penetrate into the lane. Seeger cuts him off. He'll kick it outside to Hollis Deckard. Deckard down to Prince. And Harrington on the left side wing. Moves off the screen. Gives it on top to Riley White. Riley will give on the outlet to Hollis Deckard. Squares up a three. Bingo! Hollis Deckard from downtown. That three-pointer brought to Niles-Bark Health Care Orthopedic and Spine Clinic. Fair Bobcats out to a 15-5 lead. 1 minute to go, first quarter. Fair Grove. Winging it on the right side. Got it over there to Seeger. Seeger pulls up the dribble. Doesn't know where to go with it. Bobcat defense is just overwhelming. And here's another steal by Pitts. Pitts picking away. Bobcats on the run. Easton into the lane. Pulls up. Turnaround jumper. No. Rebound. Controlled by Prince, who goes back up and in. Brandon Prince leads the Bobcats with 6 in the quarter. Bobcats up 12. Fair Grove walks it into the front court. 35 seconds to go in the first quarter. Here's Seeger. Going down the right side of the lane. Forces up a shot. No good. Rebound, Harrington. Bobcats trying to get it outside. It's stolen by Baxter. Nice play by Baxter to get the steal. They get the ball. Oh, and here's a foul that they called on Easton Pitts. He fouls Boatwright, number 14. Boatwright stepping up to catch the pass. Easton tried to step in front. Boatwright stepped right in front of him, and Easton ran right through it. Substitution here for Thayer. Lair checks out of the game for Fair Grove, who they got number 10 back in there. That is Winterberg. 19 seconds to go, first quarter. Here's Seeger with it for Fair Grove. Down the right side of the lane, going to get a whistle and a foul. Going to be called on the Thayer Bobcat. By the way, Easton Pitts got his first, and that foul on number 2. That is Cordell Washington will be his first of the game. Call for a push. Fair Grove will inbound with 15 seconds left in the quarter, needing a bucket. They haven't scored in a while. They get it off to number 0. That is Kennard. Kennard in the lane. High arching shot is good. Had to arch that one high to get it over the outstretched arms of Harrington. And about gets with the ball. Pitts pulls up. Shot to buzzer. No good. That's the end of our first quarter of play. Fair 17. Fair Grove 7. We'll be back with your second quarter from Fair Grove High School in just 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
When second's making a play, short's got it covered.
A winning insurance strategy doesn't rely on one person.
Get a good hustle,
two
good
things,
hustle.
Communicate with your guys and make sure everyone's in the right coverage.
It takes a team that knows its roles well, working together to provide an exceptional experience.
Set the screen. You have to protect yourself.
1, 2, 3, Wildcats!
At Shelter Insurance, you can count on our local agents and award-winning customer service to help you protect what matters most.
In Thayer, see Shelter Insurance agent Roger Foley and affiliate agent Capri Bristow.
When the ref makes the wrong call, it can ruin your day. Don't make the wrong call when buying or selling your property. Call me, Denise Cunningham, a true team player with Century 21 Combs & Associates Real Estate at 417-280-0173. The right call every time.
Office number 417-264-7000. Each office independently owned and operated.
We're back at Fair Grove at the end of one quarter play. Thayer Bobcats out to a 17-7 lead over the Fair Grove Eagles here in the sectional. Winner of this game moves on to play Friday night in the state quarterfinals, and it'll be Fair Grove ball to open the second quarter. Fair Grove, led by Spencer Seeger, the all-state quarterback, has got 5 of their 7 points. Thayer Bobcats, 4 different players have scored, led by Brandon Prince with 6. Remember, Brandon had 18 last Friday night in the win over Liberty. Bobcats playing well here early in this one. A lot of basketball to go, though. 3 full quarters. Fair Grove inbounds the ball. They're back to their starters on the floor. They give the ball over to Bryden Baxter. Dumped it down low to Kirkpatrick. Up with a shot. Oh, he's going to get fouled. I believe they'll get that one on Devin Harrington down low. Yep, number 3, Harrington, draw for foul. Will be his first. First foul here in the second quarter. And going to line to shoot 2 will be Kellen Kirkpatrick. If not scored in the game, a 6'4 senior. First free throw is up, out the right hand, and no good. I want to say thanks to some more of your Bobcat boosters helping to bring you the game today. Forstler's in Thayer and Ash Flat, and Active Chiropractic and Acupuncture, Dr. Jacob Ekman in Thayer and West Point. Second free throw, no good. Harrington rebounds it for Thayer. Here come the Bobcats with a 10-point lead. Trying to add to it here. Bobcats have been very efficient offensively here in this game so far tonight. Cooper Clark with the ball at the high post, gives it off the pitch, falls down, and is ripped away by Fair Grove. Fair Grove Eagles with it. Got it to Seeger. Seeger looking to drive the baseline. And Cooper Clark takes it away from him. Bobcats get over to Hollis. Deckard. Deckard. Long pass up the court. Taken by Pitt. He gets across the timeline. 7 minutes to go in the first half. Fair with the ball in the 10-point lead. They bring it to Deckard on the left side wing. Deckard bounces it once, twice. Now swings around to Harrington. Now Pitt down the left corner. Back out to Harrington. Looks for a dribble drive. Couldn't get to the lane. Gives it up to Clark. Clark down the left side of the lane, finds an opening, fake, shoots, and scores. Coop with his first 2 points tonight. Thayer leads it by 12. 19-7. Bobcats has solved the man-to-man defense here. Good ball movement. We get a couple of open looks. Here's Fair Grove on the other end. Little fadeaway jumper up and no good. Harrington brings down another rebound for Thayer. Dev's got 5 rebounds in the game already. Thayer Bobcats with the ball. They get it to Harrington. Harrington takes it up to the baseline on the right side. Gives to Cooper Clark. He fakes to the right. Now moves to the bucket. Shoots too hard off the rim. Rebound taken by Fair Grove. Kellen Kirkpatrick. Long pass up the court. 3 ball out of the corner. Good! Number 10. Kyle Winterberg gets the second 3-pointer tonight for Fair Grove. There's almost a steal on the inbound play by Fair Grove. It goes out of bounds. That cuts the Bobcat lead down to 9. It'll be Thayer ball after it was tipped by the defense. And again, Fair Grove playing full court man-to-man. Bobcats inbound at the pits in the backcourt. Easton, this time coming up the left sideline, pulls up the dribble, feeds it cross-court to Hollis Deckard. He'll bring it across the timeline. Hollis, that's the one to Prince. Prince in the lane is going to be held as he makes the move toward the bucket. That'll be on number 10. And that is Kyle Winterberg, first team foul on Fair Grove here in the second quarter. 6 minutes to go in the second. Thayer leads it by 9 with the ball. Easton Pitts will trigger it in just to the left side of the glass. He'll lob it in to Cooper Clark at a high post. Gives off the pitch. Easton backs away from the defense on the dribble drive. Now into the lane. Puts that fadeaway jumper up and good! Just inside the 3-point line. Easton Pitts now with 6 in the game. Thayer leads it again by 11. They've led by as many as 12. Fair Grove with the ball out front. Winterberg takes it down to the baseline, now circles around, lobs it back outside to Baxter. Baxter runs it from the point for Fairgrove. They try to get in their offense. They'll give the ball up to Winterberg. Winterberg into the free throw circle. Bobcats double team. They pass it down inside. Nice play. Got it to Kirkpatrick. Thayer almost got the steal. That ball cut through there, and Kirkpatrick picked it up and bounced it in off the window. Back to a 9-point game, 21-12. Thayer with it. Hollis Deckard gives up the Prince. Now around the corner and around the horn it goes to Easton Pitts on the wing. Gives to the high post to Cooper Clark. He'll hand it off to Pitts coming around the corner, and he pulls it back out, gives to Prince. Prince, long pass down the corner, intended for Pitts, is going to go out of bounds. Yeah, a little too close to the sideline, too many defenders in the area. And we'll give you a substitution. Riley White will check in the game. Cooper Clark checks out for Thayer. Bobcats get a little more size in this. 21-12, Thayer with the lead, 4:58 to go in the first half. And here comes Fairgrove with the basketball. They won't panic. They're too good for that. They know there's a lot of basketball left to play. They got it on the wing, feed it down in the left corner to Kinnard. Kinnard out of Seeger in the corner. They trade places. They go to Baxter. Little jumper inside the lane is up and good. Ryden Baxter, his first 3 points of the night. Now all five starters have scored for Fairgrove. Mayor Bobcats bring the ball up the court. Gives minimal pressure in the backcourt. Easton Pitts handles it out near midcourt. Now Bobcats get into the offense. Pitts going to the bucket, lays it up and in off the window. Down the left side of the lane, all the way into the lane and to the bucket for the lay-in. Easton now with 8 points in the game. Fairgrove with it. They are back up by 11. They're up by 9. Here's a shot for Fairgrove. No good. Rebound controlled by Prince. Bobcats now with a chance to go up at 11. They lead by 9. Pitts on the baseline. Elevates, gives to Prince, cutting down the lane, misses the shot, and the rebound taken by Seeger. Seeger races up the court for Fairgrove, passes in the middle, stolen by Riley White, off to Devin Harrington, to Pitts. Pitts gives it to Prince. Prince to the bucket, shoots and scores. Brandon Prince with 8 points in the first half. And Thayer leads it again by 11, 25-14. Fairgrove with it on the left side wing, kicks it out top to Baxter. Baxter, the senior guard, moves to the elbow, fires a jumper, it's good. Last 4 points for Fairgrove to come from Bryden Baxter. There, Bobcats inbound the ball again against pressure. And Devin Harrington races up the floor with it. Sees a cross-court bad pass, stolen by Fairgrove. Eagles on the break, got it all the way to the rim. Blocked by Harrington. Harrington with a block, gets it down the pitch, fakes a three, goes to the lane, gets hammered, he'll go to the line and shoot two fouls. Easton Pitts. Having a night, son, having a night. He gets fouled by number 3. That is Spencer Seeger for Fairgrove. And going to the free throw line, Easton Pitts for the Thayer Bobcats. Got to wonder how long these guys can keep up this pace. 3 minutes to go in the first half. Thayer up 11 with the ball. Pitts a little bit shaken up as he got knocked to the floor. The official gives him a moment, kind of catch his breath. And now he gets the ball at the free throw line. First one on the way. Easton Pitts is up and left it a little short off the front iron. We'll say thanks to some more of your Thayer Bobcat boosters, including the Thayer Walmart store and Harp's Hometown Fresh Food Stores in Thayer and the 10 Box Cost Plus in West Plains. Substitution for Fairgrove, Kirkpatrick is out. Layer checks back in. Kellen Layer, second free throw for Pitts is up and good. Easton now with 9 points. He leads all scorers in the game. 3 minutes to go. In the first half, Thayer up by 10. Here's Baxter again with a jumper for Fairgrove. And Bobcats had the rebound. Riley White then gave it away. We get a whistle and a travel called on Seeger. Yep, he did. In the lane. Seeger looked up to shoot, and there was Devin Harrington with his arms outstretched. And he tried to take a step. Call for the foul. Thayer will inbound the ball now against pressure. Got to Devin Harrington. Harrington working up the right sideline. Is it back to Hollis, Deckard. Deckard now gets it around the horn for Brandon Prince. Out around the three-point line. Prince to Harrington. Harrington holds it high. Long cross-court pass to Pitts. Pitts takes the three. Now shoots for 15. No, Harrington up with a rebound, but not before we get a foul call. This is going to get fouled by number 23. That is Bryden Baxter. It will be his first of the game. And the third team foul on Fairgrove here in the second quarter. And Easton Pitts back to the free throw line. 1 for 2 from the line so far tonight. This one is up and nothing but nylon. Easton, first player in double figures. He's got 10 here in the first half. He'll shoot another with 2:34 to go in the half. That one's good as well. Fitz with 11. Thayer now with a 12-point lead. Matches their biggest lead of the game, 28-16 over the Fairgrove Eagles. Fairgrove taking their time, bringing up the floor. Seeger will take it to the right wing and hand it off. Now they go out top and around the horn. It goes to Baxter. Baxter working away from the defense on the dribble. Feeds in the corner to Kennard. Kennard with a three. It's good! Third three-pointer of the night for Fairgrove. And that gets them back to within 9. The great equalizer. Here's a steal by Laird. Laird for Fairgrove to Kennard. Open in the corner for three. It's good! The old equalizer, just like that. Coach Pitts calls a timeout. Thayer Bobcats. 28-22. Thayer with a 6-point lead. Minute 55 to go in the first half. Timeout on the court. We'll be back in 30 on the Ecom Sport Network.
FNBC wants to be your business banking partner, and we are ready to help your business thrive. From commercial loans to help you launch or expand your business to personalized financial advice, we can help. At FNBC, we value relationships and creating customized financial solutions that allow you to run your business more efficiently. Stop in and see us at any of our convenient locations across North Central and Northeast Arkansas and Southern Missouri, or visit us online at fnbc.us for more information.
You and FNBC, better together, member FDIC, and go Bobcats.
Well, a pair of three-point shots by Samuel Kennard, and just like that, Fairgrove back in the game. Thayer had a 12-point lead. They turned it over between threes, and now Hollis Deckard has it. Harrington got it back for Thayer. Bobcats break the full-court pressure, got the ball to Brandon French, into the lane, pulls up with a shot, no, rebound Harrington. He goes back up and scores. Devin Harrington on the board, his 6 point of the night. Comes off the offensive rebound. Thayer stops the bleeding. 6-0 run by the Eagles is over. They got it now out front. Seeger gives off to Kennard. Shoots another wild shot. That one's no good. Rebound gets on the floor. Easton Pitts comes out there with it and gives it up to Harrington. Harrington, who wanted to go down to Riley White, but Lair got back there quick for the Fairgrove Eagles. Bobcats in the offensive set with an 8-point lead. Here's Fritz with it, top of the key. Looking to power it down the right side of the lane. Goes to the bucket, and he's going to get called for a charge. Brandon lowered that shoulder into the defense. Call for the foul will be his first of the game. Just the second team foul against Thayer in the second quarter. Neither team shooting free throws yet. Not likely to get to that 5 point or 5 foul limit in a quarter with two good defensive teams. So Thayer with an 8-point lead, 57 seconds to go in the first half. Baxter with it out front, gives it to Seeger. Now back to Kennard. Kennard back out to Seeger on top. Working across defense and can't find a shot. Gives it to Kennard. Kennard down to the baseline. He goes all the way through the lane, kicks it in the corner to Baxter. Baxter back out top. Long shot is up. It's good! Number 10, Kyle Winterberg. His second three-pointer of the night. The Thayer lead is down to 5, 30, 25. Harrington breaks the press, gives the ball to Prince. Prince to the bucket, he scores the layup. Brandon Prince with 10, and we get a foul on the play. Foul on the play, basket is good, will be against Seeger. Number three, Seeger, that will be his second of the game. And Brandon French going to the free throw line, trying to add to the 7-point Thayer Bobcat lead with 23 seconds to go in the first half. Thayer's led throughout. They did trail at 1.3-2 before going on a run to get a 12-point lead. Kind of been maintaining, and here's the free throw up and good for Brandon French. French with 11 in the first half. And with 20 seconds to go, Fairgrove, well, walking up the floor, probably hold for the final shot of the half, try and catch that momentum going into the break. Seeger has it out top. Looking to the left side. Kennard's been deadly out of that corner. He's hit two in a row from down there. Now they get it to Kirkpatrick. Kirkpatrick bounces it down inside to Lair. Shot is blocked by Harrington. Loose ball on the floor, and they won't get a shot away. Thanks to the defense of Devin Harrington, the Eagles don't get a shot up in the final 20 seconds of the half, and Thayer continues to lead 33-25 over the Fairgrove Eagles at the intermission. We'll take a timeout. We'll be back with your Community First Banking Company halftime report in just 2 minutes on the Ecom Sports Network.
We're not going to have to put up with winter too much longer, but while you're still spending time indoors, make your home something special with Thayer Decorating. They have everything you need for inspiration in these changing seasons. Warm your feet on luxurious marquee and Dreamweaver carpets while winter fades, and start planning that perfect custom tile shower for brighter days ahead. With PBG paint and flood stains, you can refresh your space now and protect it for the seasons to come. Don't wait for spring. Visit Thayer Decorating and let HC, Charity, and Edna help you create the home you've been dreaming of.
Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Spine and Podiatry, we're here for every athlete in the Ozarks. With a team of seven dedicated providers, we've got you covered. Whether it's a game-winning touchdown or a tough tackle, injuries can strike at any moment. But don't worry, our experts are on call 24/7, ready to get you back in the game stronger than ever. When the stakes are high, trust the team that never backs down. Visit OzarksHealthcare.com.
Opening up an individual retirement account is an excellent way to start growing your retirement nest egg. Plus, IRAs may have significant advantages for you. Learn more about IRA accounts from a personal banker at Community First. They'll work with you on how to start your IRA so you're one day closer to retirement financial security.
Living up to our name, Community First Banking Company.
Community First, member FDIC.
Selling the American dream, one home at a time. Monarch Realty, Monarch Realty.
At Monarch Realty, we see ourselves as guardians of the land and protectors of the people. We are listing agents who advertise globally and always present our listings for their highest and best value. If you're thinking about selling, remember, how you're treated matters. Why not be treated like royalty?
Monarch Realty, Monarch Realty.
Well, welcome back to the Community First Banking Company Halftime Report. At the intermission, the Thayer Bobcats with a lead over the Fairgrove Eagles, 33-25. Thayer's had as much as a 12-point lead at a couple of occasions in the first half. But at one point, Fairgrove got a three-point shot out of the corner and then a steal by Kellen Layer, which led to another three by Kennard out of the corner. He had two in a row, and all of a sudden, it was a six-point game. Thayer ran it back up to eight just before the end of the half. Then Fairgrove with the basketball, 20 seconds going to half, and they could not get a shot up on the rim thanks to the defense of Devin Harrington. They blocked the shot of Kellen Layer, and then got on the floor to wrestle with him for the loose ball as the time expired in the first half. Thayer led at the end of the quarter 17-7. Fairgrove actually outscored them 18-16 in the second, but Thayer looked like they were kind of running out of gas, especially when Kennard hit those two threes. And the Coach Pitt called the timeout to kind of stop the momentum. Thayer went down and scored a bucket, and that was kind of the end of that as the Bobcats run it back up to an eight-point advantage. I'm going to take another break. You're listening to the Thayer Bobcat Halftime Report, powered by Community First Banking Company. We'll be back with your first half stats in just 2 minutes on the Ecom Sports Network.
Palace Drug Store is located on Main Street in Mammoth Spring and Highway 62 in Salem, Arkansas. Palace Drug Store is giving flu shots. Walk-ins are welcome, or call to reserve your flu shot today. Getting an annual flu shot is the best way to prevent you and those around you from getting sick. And Palace Drug Store is committed to serving you. They also have COVID and RSV shots. Thank you for making Palace Drug Store your local pharmacy.
Hi, this is Taylor Grubaugh with Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet Buick and GMC in West Plains. We have a huge selection of Buick SUVs in stock. Buick Encore GX, Buick Envista, Buick Envision, and the all-new 2025 Buick Enclave. The best discounts, the best selection, the best price. And, hey, we are Howell County's only Buick dealer within 100 miles of any direction.
Together, let's drive to Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet Buick and GMC in West Plains for great service and the best price.
Extreme temperatures can take a toll on your vehicle, especially if it hasn't been properly maintained. Avoid unnecessary repair costs by taking your vehicle to Don's Auto Service. Their routine maintenance service includes oil change, all fluids topped off, battery tested, plus freeze protection, wiper blades, tires checked, and a whole lot more. See them on Porter Wagner Boulevard in West Plains.
More than just a tire store. Don's Auto Service.
Compassionate care beyond measure is the mission of Baxter Health Family Clinic in Mammoth Spring. Advanced practice registered nurses Leslie Batterton and Tamara Ward are taking new patients. They offer excellent care for men and women of all ages, from pediatrics to geriatrics, including women's health and more. To schedule an appointment, call 870-625-3111. They accept both Arkansas and Missouri Medicare and Medicaid. Baxter Health Family Clinic, 350 Main Street in Mammoth Spring.
And back here at Fair Grove High School, a huge crowd out for the regional or the sectional game tonight. Bayer Bobcats and Fair Grove Eagles. Bayer leads it at the half, 33-25. Let's check the first half scoring. First up for Fair Grove, they're led by Samuel Kennard. He's got 8 points, including 2 3-pointers. 6 for Kyle Winterberg on 2 3-pointers. 5 points for Spencer Seeger, 3-pointer and a regular field goal. 2 points for Kellen Kirkpatrick and 2 for Bryden Baxter. For the Fair Bobcats, they're led by Easton Pitts and Brandon Prince. They've each scored 11 in the first half. Devin Harrington was 6, a 3 for Hollis Deckard, and 2 for Cooper Clark. So the old 3-point shot, I like to call it the old equalizer, is now for the 3-point shot. Fair Bobcats would be up by about 20 in this game as Fair Grove has hit 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 3-pointers in the first half. Fair has just hit 1. Again, Fair leads it by a score of 33-25 at the half. We'll take a timeout. We'll be back with more of your Community First Banking Company halftime report in just 2 minutes on the Ecom Sports Network.
Did you get it switched over to Shelter Insurance?
Actually, I found a deal online.
You did? Does your deal come with award-winning customer service?
Oh, I'm not sure.
Does the deal include a local agent?
Doesn't actually say.
Can we create a customized plan that fits our needs? Let's just call the local shelter agent.
For insurance that fits just right, find a shelter agent near you.
See shelter insurance agent Andrew Ekman in West Plains.
What put you in such a good mood?
Well, you know how competitive the couple next door is?
Yeah.
Well, he saw our flooring installers pull away yesterday and started bragging about their new floors. Get this, they chose laminate flooring instead of wood. He said they saved a bundle. I just smiled. It's a false savings. They're going to have to replace those floors in 7 to 10 years. Our wood floors will last a lifetime, and when we sell our house, we'll get more and sell faster.
Choosewood.com.
Are you looking for top-notch precast concrete products? Locals have been trusting Olson Precast Concrete for over 25 years. They pride themselves in being the area's leading concrete contractor, providing great customer service. They offer septic tanks, storm shelters, farm supplies, feed bunks, water tanks, cattle guards, retaining walls, stair risers, and much more. Visit OlsonPrecastConcrete.com. Owner Seth Freeman is a proud Bobcat alumni and supporter, and Papa Danny says go Bobcats. The good guys at the Car Doctor 2 have your back. They know that having a good set of tires is really critical during the snow and ice, so be safe and let them inspect your tires for good tread. They can get most any brand of tire you want, whether it's your car, truck, SUV, trailer, or anything with wheels. Plus, they do alignments, brake work, and even check your coolant levels, and they do freezing point checks as well. Be winter ready. You should have your battery tested. Car Doctor 2 is your authorized interstate battery dealer. Trust the good guys. Corey, Steve, and the team at the Car Doctor 2. North Highway 63 in Thayer.
And we're back. It's halftime here at Fair Grove with the Thayer Bobcats with a 33-25 lead over the Fair Grove Eagles. Gives us an opportunity here before we start the second half to say thanks to some more of your Thayer Bobcat boosters, including Freeman and Woolsey Well Drilling and Pump Service of Thayer, Legacy Auto Body and Towing of Thayer, Allen Supported Living in Thayer, Charlotte Allen the owner, Thayer Ready Mix in Thayer, Missouri, Dr. Scott Ream at Ream Optometry, Toyota of West Plains, Nicholson Farm, Ward Family Dentistry, Brett Ward, DDS in Springfield. Saw Brett at the ballgame here tonight. State Line Plaza Restaurant and Fuel Center, the Farm Bureau Insurance, Zach Barton and Thayer et al., Southern Hills Auto Plaza of West Plains, American Family Insurance, Agent Jesse Checker in West Plains, and Big Deed Barbecue, LLC and Catering of Thayer, 417-280-7466, your Bobcat boosters. All right, so if you're a Thayer Bobcat, you go into the second half with an 8-point lead, and you think, okay, we still got to play aggressive. All right, this is not the kind of game where you want to start running the clock. You know, sit on a lead, not anything like that. You want to come out, stay aggressive. That's what got you the 8-point lead. That's what got the Bobcats a 12-point lead at one point in this game. And you've got to defend the perimeter. Fairgrove has shown they can shoot the three. They've hit five of them in the first half. And you've got to get in the three-point shooter space. A couple of them were wide open. Bear Bobcats open the second half with the ball. Easton Pitts with it on the right side. Feeds it out top to Deckard. Deckard right back to Pitts on the right side of the free throw circle. He's looking to attack the basket. Throws it up. Trying to get it inside to Clark. Cutting down the lane. Ball deflected out of bounds by the Fairgrove defense. It's been a good defensive game. Both teams playing tough. Bobcats playing, of course, the zone. Fairgrove playing a tough man-to-man. Bobcats looking inbound here. Going to have to hurry. Got to hurry to finally bring it way out front to Harrington. Just before the five-second call. Death will run it from the top. Takes it to the left side on the wing. Out to Pitts on top. Easton leads the Bobcats with 11 points. Takes it down the left side of the lane. Ducks under the defense. Couldn't find a shot. Gives it back out to Prince. And now Pitts, 7-27 again. Thayer working. Pitts off the screen. Gives to Harrington. Harrington to Hollis Deckard. He's getting loose for another one of those threes. Here's Cooper Clark with it at the elbow. Leads it back out to Pitts. Thayer looking for a good shot here, trying to wear down this man-to-man defense a little bit. Easton on the dribble, gives it back to Harrington. He'll swing it around. And the ball deflected, picked up by Fairgrove. Going all the way to the bucket, shot no good, but a foul going to be called on the Thayer Bobcat. Prince and Clark were both there. They called it on Brandon. Second foul of the night on Brandon Prince. That's just a good defensive play there by Kyle Winterberg. He'll go to the free throw line and shoot for the Fairgrove Eagles. Looking for the first point of the second half. We're a minute into the third quarter. First free throw is up and no good. Hit the front, the back, and bounced off the side. He'll shoot another. Fairgrove, of course, wearing the home whites with the purple numbers and letters. Second free throw is up and good. Kind of reminds me of the Belleville East Lancers back in the day. Free throw for Winterberg. Good. He's got 7 points for the game. Back to a 7-point Bobcat lead. Easton Pitts gets tied up in the backcourt. Gets the ball up across the timeline to Hollis Deckard. Deckard down to Cooper. He couldn't hang on. And the loose ball picked up by Fairgrove. Here come the Eagles. Can't get back within five with a bucket. They get up to Baxter. Baxter in the lane. Kicks it out to Seeger. Seeger driving the baseline. A little running one-hander. Good. Spencer Seeger with 7 points for Fairgrove. And Thayer having a little trouble with a full-court press with the Fairgrove Eagles. This time, Deckard with it. Looking for the outlet. Got up the pitch. Bobcats with a 3-on-2. Got it to Cooper Clark. He lays it up and in. Clark for this second bucket of the night. Thayer back up by 7, 35-28. Fairgrove. Long. Oh, Baxter shoots a 3, and it's good. Baxter just pulled up and nailed a 3-pointer for Fairgrove. That gets them back to within 4, closest this game's been in a while. Thayer breaks the pressure. Got the ball to Harrington across the timeline. 6 minutes to go. Thayer had an 8-point lead. It's now 4. Fairgrove, that old 3-pointer will get you. Bobcats put the ball on the offensive side. Prince feeds over to Harrington. Now on the wing on the left side to Deckard. Brings it out top with a dribble. That brown pass goes to Harrington on the right side. Now over to Prince. Prince looks at Harrington cutting through the lane. They'll give it off to Pitts. Easton down to the baseline. 15-footers. Good. Easton Pitts having a night. He's got 13. When doesn't he have a night? Thayer back up by 6 again. 37-31. Fairgrove with the ball. Seeger walks it up through the middle of a big FG in the middle of the floor here at Fairgrove. Gives it to Baxter. Baxter steps through a double team. Shoots a jumper. No good. Brandon Prince with a rebound for the Thayer Bobcats. 5:14 to go, third quarter, Thayer with the ball. And the lead, got it up the pitch. Easton thought about taking the three, now bounces it down on the baseline to Harrington. Reverse jam, he's stuck it home. Kevin Harrington, his second dunk of the night. Dr. Duncanstein serving up another jam sandwich here in Fairgrove High School. Fairgrove with the ball, down by 8, 4:53 to go in the third quarter. Ball goes to Seeger. Seeger down on the right side, now to Baxter. He hit a three just a moment ago. He's got it now out on the wings. He's it on the left side to Winterberg. Winterberg off to Kinnard. Kinnard goes down to the baseline, elevates for a 15-footer. It's good. Kinnard now with 10. First player in double figures for Fairgrove. These teams are just trading baskets. This is fun to watch. Thayer up 6 with the ball. Harrington with it. Down on the wing, cross-court to Pitts. Steps into a 3. Bingo! Easton Pitts from downtown. That three-pointer powered by Ozark Healthcare, Orthopedic and Spine Clinic. And we get a buzzer. Going to have a substitution for Fair Grove, number 14 section in the ballgame. That is Boatwright. Brock Boatwright checks in for the second time tonight. Here comes Fair Grove with the ball. Down by 9 again, 42-33. Bobcats back in that zone defense. Fair Grove works it around the perimeter. Got it. On the left side to Baxter. Baxter, a little crossover dribble. Now spins. Couldn't get open for a shot. Feeds it out to Seager. Seager back to the right side. Now in the corner. Three-point shot is up and good! That was number 14, Boatwright, who just came in off the bench. He hit one from downtown. And back to a six-point Bobcat lead. Here's Hollis Deckard with it. Throws it off to Harrington. Harrington, cross-court to Pitts. Steps into another three. Bingo! Easton Pitts has hit two in a row. Bay Bobcats back up again by 9, 45-36. Fair Grove with the basketball. Out to the top of the key goes Winterberg. Keeps it back outside to Boatwright. Boatwright hands it off to Baxter. Baxter with 3:23 to go. Goes to the top of the key. Feeds it in the corner. Kennard with a long shot out of the corner. No, but a foul going to be called on Cooper Clark. Cook got there, tried to interfere with a shot, and got his body into Kennard, who will step to the free throw line and shoot three free throws. Kennard to the free throw line. Number 10, Winterberg, at the free throw line. Hits the first one. He's got 8 points. He could have 10 by the time this possession is over. He'll be the second Eagle in double figures. Shoots another one. That one is good. Winterberg now with 9. 3 in the quarter, they're all from the free throw line. 3:18 to go in the third. Bayer Bobcats with a 7-point lead. Could be a 6-point. It's a 6-point lead. Winterberg hits the free throw. And Thayer inbounds the ball in the backcourt to Devin Harrington, up to Hollis Deckard. He dribbles through a double team, feeds it out to Pitts on the right side wing. Thayer will get in the half court set. 3:09 to play in the game. Thayer with a 6-point lead in the ball. They get it left side to Prince. Prince over to Pitts. Another three. Ball. It is good. He's red hot, folks. 22 on the night for Easton Pitts. He's hit three straight threes for the Thayer Bobcats. We're back up again by 9. Here's Seager on the other end for 3, and it's good. What a show these young men are putting on here for a packed house at Fair Grove High School. 48-42, Thayer Bobcats up. 2:38 to go in the third quarter. Ball goes to Harrington out top, holds it high, looking inside, nobody open. Hands off to Pitts. Defense comes out on him. He'll give it over to Deckard. Deckard down to Harrington, working the baseline. Keeps it back out to Prince. Now to Pitts for another three. Yes, sir. Bingo. Easton Pitts with 25 in the game. And Fair Grove gets subs in the game. Boatwright will come out. Lair will check in. Number 0, Kennard, is back in the game. Thayer leads it 51-42 with 2 minutes and change to go in the third quarter. Easton Pitts is red hot. Here's Seager. Gets it in the corner to Baxter. Baxter takes it out to the free throw line. Gives it back to Seager. Down to the baseline. Feeds it inside to Lair. He shoots and scores. Nice play, Kellen Lair, for the layup. Good play, Seager to Lair. Boy, they made a bunch of them. Down with football and basketball. Fair with the ball going inside to Riley White. Back outside to Brandon Prince. Prince feed it off to Easton Pitts. Easton's hit 4 threes in this quarter. Goes down in the right corner on the dribble drive. Takes the drive down the baseline. Now spins at the elbow. Looking inside. Nobody open. Gives it to Prince. Prince takes it down the left side of the lane. All the way to the rack. Throws it up. No good. Lair with a rebound. Gives it outside to Baxter. Baxter races up the floor to the top of the key. Feeds it to Seager. Seager. Back it back out, restart the offense in the corner. Kennard for 3, up the rim, no good. Harrington with a rebound. Has it? Oh, they're going to call it off the hands of Devin Harrington. I don't know about that one. Harrington had both hands on it. Lair came up and knocked it out of bounds. And Harrington says, he got me on the arm. Wow, so Fair Grove will get the inbound here. Down by 7 with a minute 20 to go in the third. They are led by 8 at the end of the quarter. Fair Grove running the inbound play to bring it way out front to Seager. Seager handles it on the dribble, moves off the screen, to the free throw line, in the middle of the lane, fakes, spins, shoots, no good. Harrington with a rebound for the Bobcat. And he gets fouled in the backcourt. That'll be on Seager. Number three, Spencer Seeger, maybe a little frustration foul there as he missed the shot. Harrington went up high, yanked the rebound off the rim. And then he fouled him as he dribbled out of traffic. 1:09 to go in the third quarter. Thayer with the ball after the foul. Third foul on Seeger, by the way. That's key. Bobcats get it to Harrington. Harrington all the way down the floor, all the way to the bucket for the lay-in. Devin Harrington now with 10. 4 in this quarter. And Thayer back up by 9 with 55 seconds to go in the third quarter. Baxter gets the ball to Kennard. Kennard moving toward the lane. Gives it to Baxter. A little bit behind him. He gathers it in. Shoots no good. Brandon Prince with a rebound for the Thayer Bobcats. Bobcats get it out to Hollis Deckard. Long pass up the court to Harrington. Going to the hole, into the lane, going to get fouled as he makes the drive. Devin Harrington got fouled in the paint as he made a move. And with Lair going to be called for the foul. Or did they call it on Seeger? They called it on number 3, Seeger, and that will be his 4th of the game. Arguably Fairgrove's best player, Spencer Seeger, now has 4 fouls. And we're going to get a timeout on the court. 38 seconds to play in the third. Thayer leads it, and we'll have the ball. We'll return in just 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we have it all for you. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, where we love what we do. All the products that you want at a price you can't afford. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we're more than up on store. Garden, clothing, pet supplies, farm and household too. Fencing, automotive, hey, we deliver too. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply since 1974. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we're more than up on store.
And we're back after the timeout. 38 seconds left in the third quarter. Thayer with a 9-point lead and the ball. And a foul. A huge development here at Fairgrove. Spencer Seeger. Fairgrove, I would say probably their best player. The All-State quarterback has got 4 fouls in the game, and he's going to go to the sideline. Yeah, he doesn't get up after the timeout to go back out on the floor. Boatwright checks back in. So not only do they lose some size, they lose some scoring ability too. He has scored 10 for Fairgrove here tonight. One of 3 players with 10 points each for Fairgrove. Hollis Deckard will inbound the ball for Thayer. Looking in the middle, nobody open, going to have to hurry. Now lobs it into Harrington. Harrington in traffic, ball deflected, out of bounds, off the hands of Fairgrove. Bobcats pleading their case that it was off of Fairgrove, but not going to get that call. Fairgrove with the ball, down by 9, 34 seconds to go. Who's going to pick up the slack here? Baxter brings it in the front court, spins off the screen, lost it. Easton Pitts with it. The alley-oop to Harrington for another jam. Another jam sandwiched by Dr. Duncan Stein. The Thayer Bobcats lead it by 11, 55-44, 15 seconds to go in the half. We're in the third quarter. Fairgrove within the corner, Boatwright. Almost a steal. Got the ball to Baxter. Baxter into the lane. Fake, elevates. No good. Rebound, Devin Harrington, and he gets fouled in the backcourt by Braden Baxter. Baxter called the foul. Will be his 2nd of the game. Team foul number 3 on Fairgrove. And with 4 seconds left in the half, Thayer will get a chance at a shot here. Pitch to midcourt. Pulls up way outside at the buzzer. No, he missed it. That's the end of our third quarter. Our score, 55-44. Thayer Bobcats with the lead over the Fairgrove Eagles in the state sectionals. We'll be back with your fourth quarter in 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
We all make plans for the future, but car accidents, break-ins, and unexpected fires can disrupt those plans. At Shelter Insurance, our agents help design insurance plans that work for you and help protect what matters most. Shelter Insurance. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
In Thayer, see Shelter Insurance agent Roger Foley and affiliate agent Capri Bristow.
Hi, I'm April Wozdyk with Century 21 Combs & Associates Real Estate. I'm honest, dependable, and ready to work for you. Wanting to sell? I'm your woman. Need to buy? I'm your woman. Give me an opportunity to work for you in Missouri or Arkansas. Call or text me, April Wozdyk, at 870-710-8090. The woman to call for all your real estate needs.
Office number 417-264-7000. Each office independently owned and operated.
And we're back at Fairgrove High School. The state sectionals, the Thayer Bobcats and the Fairgrove Eagles. 55-44 is your score. Thayer Bobcats with the lead. And Spencer Seeger is back on the floor for Fairgrove. Remember, he'll be playing with four fouls. 8 minutes on the clock. One quarter to go to determine who moves on to the state quarterfinals on Friday. If Thayer wins, the game will be at Thayer Friday night. Fairgrove opens the quarter with a basketball. Baxter's got it on top. They get into the half-court set. Seeger with it. Now over to Baxter. Baxter looking inside. Long cross-court pass goes to Seeger. Seeger takes it into the lane. Gives it off now to Kennard. Kennard into the lane. Pulls up a little running one-hander. No good. Rebound comes out long. It's controlled by Fairgrove. That is Winterberg. Takes it down the left side of the lane. Hands off to Baxter down the lane. Misses the shot. Rebound. Devin Harrington for Thayer. And Dev's got a boatload of rebounds in this game tonight. 7:18 to go in the game. Thayer in the half-court set. 11-point lead. They've led by as many as 12 on a couple of different occasions. Never more than that. Here's the give to Cooper Clark. Coop looking down low at Harrington. Couldn't get him the ball. Gives it to Pitts. Pitts. Oh, tried to throw it through the legs of Winterberg. Winterberg stole it. Down the floor. Shoots. No. We get a whistle. And we're going to get a foul call. This one may be on Hollis Deckard. For Thayer, it is. Hollis trying to draw the charge. It would have been his third of the night, but that time he's called with a foul. Must have been moving just a little. First foul on Hollis Deckard. First foul in the fourth quarter. Neither team got into the bonus in the first three. I would expect neither team will get into the bonus in this one either. Number 10, Kyle Winterberg at the free throw line for Fairgrove. Hits the free throw. Winterberg now with 11 points. His last five has come from the charity stripe. He will shoot another, trying to get the lead down to single digits here with 6:56 to go in the game. A lot of basketball to play. Winterberg misses the free throw. Harrington with another rebound for Thayer, and here come the Bobcats. 6:53 to go, 10-point lead, 55-45. Handed out to Easton Pitt. Easton around to Hollis Deckard. And now Prince. Prince out on the wing, puts it on the floor to the top of the key, bounces it to Clark. Coop looking inside, nobody open. He'll give it off to Deckard again on the wing. Now out to Pitt, who comes and gets it out between the circle. Easton fakes the drive to the bucket, goes around Baxter. Open for a second, now gives it to Prince in the lane. Prince pulls up with a shot. It's good. A little baby hook shot for Brandon Prince. He's got 13 points in the game. Thayer leads it again by 12. Matches their biggest lead of the night. Fairgrove with it. Baxter down the left side. Got it over to Kennard. Now to Seeger. Seeger down to the baseline. Little 12-footer is off the rim. No good. Hollis Deckard with the rebound for Thayer. Here come the Bobcats. Deckard got it out to Harrington. Harrington up the right side. Cross-court pass is deflected and taken away by the defense. Can't get back within 10 here for Fairgrove. Baxter takes it in the lane, kicks it back outside. Three-point shot is up, no good. Brandon Prince clears the board for the Thayer Bobcats. And as hot as both teams were in the third, they've opened up as cold in the fourth. Fourth quarter, tight games. Who has got the stamina to withstand the pace of this game? It has been outstanding. Cooper Clark inbound the ball for the Thayer Bobcats. Brings it into the backcourt for Easton Pitts. Baxter comes to guard him. 5:44 to go in the game. Thayer with a chance to add to a 12-point lead. They got it. Kick Deckard. Now to Prince. Top of the key. Off the pitch. Easton down to the baseline. Oh, and he lost it out. Oh, it's off the hands of Fairgrove. We Thayer Bobcat ball. And here's Kellen Layer going to check back in the game for Fairgrove. See who comes to the bench. It'll be number 12, Kirkpatrick. Kellen Layer in there for his quickness. We know from the football field how quick and how fast he is. Bobcats inbound the ball, got it to Harrington. Harrington gives it up, gets it back in the low block, turns, shoots a jumper, and it's good. Kevin Harrington now with 14 for the Thayer Bobcats. And Thayer with their biggest lead of the game, 59-45. Got it to Baxter. Baxter down the right side of the lane, looking for a shot, kicks it back out on top. Now around to Kennard. Kennard bounces it to Winterberg. Winterberg. On the right side, Baxter fires a three, and it's good! Bryden Baxter with his second three-pointer tonight, both in the second half. And he's got 10 points now in the game. Thayer breaks the full-court press again with 4:55 to go. Up by 11 are the Thayer Bobcats. Easton Pitts with it out top, working against Baxter. Still working against him. Now goes around him all the way to the rim, puts it up, and in! Easton Pitts with a beautiful move to the bucket. 27 for the Bobcat senior. Bayer back out by 13. Spare Grove with the ball. Seeger out top, looking for a screen. Got it. Moves in the lane. Now passes back outside to Baxter for three more. Yep. Dryden Baxter is hit three straight from three-point land. It's back to a 10-point game. Bayer with the lead in the ball. Harrington to Hollis Deckard. Fakes the three. Now moves into the lane. Got rid of it to Cooper Clark. Cooper will dribble out to the wing and give it to Easton Pitt. 4 minutes remaining in the game. Easton Pitts with it. Right side for Thayer with a 10-point lead. Going to the bucket. Reverse layup, no. Harrington rebounds. Going back up. Gets fouled. He'll go to the line and will shoot two. Foul will be on number 23. That is Baxter. And that'll be the third foul on Bryden Baxter for Fair Grove. Devin Harrington to the free throw line to shoot two. First one is up and good for the Bobcat senior. An All-State candidate. In fact, Bayer Bobcats have got two All-State candidates out there, Harrington and Pitt. Now the free throw, trying to make it a 12-point lead. It is good. Harrington with 17. Bayer leads by 12. 4 minutes remain. This is where the rubber hits the road, folks. Here's Baxter, fires another three. That one's off the rim. Harrington down the rebound. Pins away to the defense. Dribble drive up the court. Got it up to Deckard in the left corner. Hollis will bring it back out. Loses his dribble. Gets the ball now to Clark. Clark over to Pitts. Bayer can afford to run a little bit of clock here, but not much. I say you continue to attack. And here goes Pitts going to the rim. Puts it up. No. Rebound. Volleyed up and around. Gets on the floor and picked up by Fair Grove. Here comes Seeger. Seeger, nice step around the defense for the lay-in. Seeger with a beautiful move. A little European step for the lay-in. It's a 10-point game. 3:19 to go. Hollis Deckard with it for Fair, gets it across the timeline. Looking for an outlet now. Going to have to hurry and lobs it to Harrington down the left corner. Harrington looking to drive the baseline. Bounces to Clark. Ducks under the defense and scores. Cooper Clark with the assist to Kevin Harrington. Fair back up 12 with 3 minutes to go. Here's Seeger. Thought about the three. Gets to Baxter. Quick trigger. That one's no good. Rebound. Easton Pitt. And with 2:50 to go in the game, Fair up 12 with the ball. In across the timeline, Deckard handles it out on top. He'll take it around to the right side of the floor on the dribble drive. Bayer overloading the left side. Here to give out to Harrington between the circles. Deb looking to make a move against his man. Goes backdoor cut to Easton Pitts for the lay-in. Pitts with 29 in the game. And the lead is now 14 with 2:24 to play. Fair Grove got in the corner. Don't forget about that old three ball, the old equalizer, and they shoot it pretty good, or at least they have here tonight. Seeger with it for Fair Grove. Gives to Baxter. Bobcats jump out on him. He penetrates in the lane, shoots and scores. Bryden Baxter is about the only Eagle that's scoring here in the fourth quarter. Fair working the ball up across the timeline. Jacob Deckard draws the double team and gets it across the line to Pitt. Pitt trying a long lob pass down to Cooper Clark. It's stolen by Baxter. Baxter the other way, trying to make it a 10-point game. 9 if this three ball goes in, and Kenner or Winterberg hit it. Winterberg with the three. We get a quick timeout. 67-58, Bayer by 9 with a minute 47 to go. We got a timeout on the floor. We'll be back in a minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
Ozark Healthcare Orthopedic Spine and Podiatry here for every Ozark athlete with a team of 7 expert providers on call 24/7. When injuries happen, we're ready to get you back in the game. Trust the team that never backs down. Visit OzarksHealthcare.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pyatt, and I'm proud to be the Zizzers team physician. As a parent, I know how important it is to feel confident in your child's safety. That's why we're out there watching every play, every move, to ensure your loved one is safe on the field. Your athlete's health is our top priority.
Opening up an individual retirement account is an excellent way to start growing your retirement nest egg. Plus, IRAs may have significant advantages for you. Learn more about IRA accounts from a personal banker at Community First. They'll work with you on how to start your IRA so you're one day closer to retirement financial security.
Living up to our name, Community First Banking Company.
Community First, member FDIC.
And we're back. A minute 47 to go at Fair Grove. Fair Bobcats, 14-point lead. All of a sudden, is back to 9. Fair Grove still that full-court man-to-man pressure. Hollis Deckard draws a double team to him. Gives the ball up to Devin Harrington. Buckhead with it at half court set. Minute 39 to go in the game. Easton Pitt hands off to Hollis Deckard. Hollis dribbles to the right side, looking for the outlet. Bounce pass to Harrington. To Clark in the lane. Puts it up. No, but he's fouled. He'll go to the line and shoot two. Cooper Clark, the Bobcat senior, all-state defensive lineman, will go to the free throw line and shoot two. Foul was on number two. That is Kellen Lair. Will be his first of the night. Cooper Clark, first free throw is up and good. Took all the rim, but he got it in. Coop has scored seven tonight for the Thayer Bobcats. In a supporting role, the lead is back to double digits at 10. Another one is up. That one is no good. Rebound tipped up and run down in the corner by Kellen Lair for Fair Grove. Got it out the back. 10-point ball game. Minute 23 to go. Here's a three ball out of the corner. It's good for Kennard. Kennard with another three, and it's a 7-point game. Minute 15 to go. Pitts in the backcourt, working against the defense. Bounces up to Harrington across the timeline. Harrington against the Prince. Now Deckard and back to Pitts. We're down to 1 minute to play. Thayer up by 68-61. Deckard with it. Out to Pitt. Pitt crosses it to Prince. Prince back to Deckard, and they're going to foul him with 53 seconds to go. Foul will be on number zero. Samuel Kennard will be his second of the game. And just the third team foul. So Thayer can run for more clock before the Eagles will foul again. And they bring Seeger off. No, Seeger's going to come off the floor. So he's not going to be in there for defense. They'll get him back in for offense. Thayer running the inbound play. We're going to get a whistle and a foul call on the Thayer Bobcat. I didn't see who it was, but somebody ran right through one of the defenders down there. It was Hollis Deckard. And the foul on Hollis will be his second of the night. So Fairgrove will inbound the ball. Seeger gets back in. Lair comes out. And Riley White checks in for the Thayer Bobcats, looking for a little more size as Cooper Clark checks out. 52 seconds to go. Fairgrove with the ball. Kennard with it out top. Feeds it to Seeger. Seeger hands off to Boatwright, who's in there to do nothing but shoot the three, I guarantee you. Here's Seeger again in the corner to Kennard. Kennard couldn't find a shot. Circles around 38 seconds. Here's Boatwright with a long one. In and out, no good. Rebound. Oh, the Thayer Bobcats had it and lost it out of bounds. Riley White and Easton Pitts both had their hands on the ball, and they wrestled it away from each other. Fairgrove will inbound, down by 7. 32 ticks remaining. They get it in. 3-point ball to Baxter. No good. Rebound, Riley White. And he is fouled immediately. 27.9 seconds to go. Foul on Fairgrove in the backcourt. That'll be foul number 4. Foul was on whom? Number 14, Boatwright. He is first. And now Lair checks in. Seeger will go to the bench with 27 seconds remaining. Ball be inbounded to Deckard, and he is fouled immediately by Boatwright. And then Boatwright punched the ball away. Deckard says, hey, what about that? He can't do that. That's team foul number 5. So Hollis Deckard will go to the free throw line to shoot free throws for the Thayer Bobcats, trying to add to a 7-point lead with 27 seconds to go in the game. Fairgrove will have only two up. The rebound, the free throw. First one is on the way for Deckard, and it is good. Hollis Deckard makes it a 3-possession game, 69-61 with 27 seconds to go. He will shoot another, trying to make it a 9-point game. First one is up, and it's good. Hollis Deckard nails a pair of free throws. Here comes Fairgrove in a hurry, 25 as they cross the timeline. Got it to Boatwright. Boatwright out front. Seeger, long three across the rim, no good. Rebound controlled by Fairgrove. Another 3-point shot, no good. Rebound Prince, and that might do it there. 12 seconds to go. Harrington up the sideline. Has it all poked away from behind. Baxter's got it. Gives off to Kennard, just inside the 3-point line. Shot, no good. Rebound comes out in the corner. Baxter's got it. There's the buzzer. The Thayer Bobcats have held off the Fairgrove Eagles 70-61 is your final in one of the finest high school games you'll ever see. The Thayer Bobcats will advance to the state quarterfinals Friday night at Fair High School. We're going to take a break. We'll be back to wrap this thing up in just 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
Palace Drug Store is located on Main Street in Mammoth Spring and Highway 62 in Salem, Arkansas.